Good morning. It's good to see you here this morning. Several of you are visiting for the holidays, and so glad to see you again. And we have some from our that are traveling too, so we need to remember them in prayer today.
求你也纪念我们有一些当中有一些弟兄姐妹在外出旅行，求神与他们同在。
If you did not get a bulletin, please raise your hand and be sure to give you one of these bulletins so you can follow along with us today.
假使你没有单张，你请你举手，后面的弟兄可以把单张发给他们。
So we're facing a new year, and so we're looking at our new vision for the church here, 2020 vision.
我们现在是面临新的一年，那我们要看一下我们新的一年我们有什么样的目标。
And so we see this, our vision for this year, our theme for the year is Paul's received vision.
那今年我们的主题是保罗所领受的意象。
And so our verse we just read there, Paul says these words, that he was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
我们就像我们刚刚所读的，保罗说他没有违背从天上来的意象。
So we want to ask, what was Paul's received vision? And from that, what can we learn as our vision for 2020?
所以我们所要问的是，保罗从得到的是什么样从天上来的意象？我们从中能够学到什么？
And so let's bow in prayer as we begin today.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can come here and we give you all the praise and glory and thanks.
父神，我们感谢你，让我们有机会在这边，我们用赞美可以赞美你。
Lord, we thank you for our friends who are visiting with us, and we also pray for those among us who are traveling other places. Give them safety, we pray.
感谢你让我们的朋友能够来探访我们，也求你祝福那些外出的弟兄姐妹。We
also remember those who are sick among us. We ask your hand be upon them to bring them healing. Lord, we pray for Xu Jialiang, Johnny, Julie, Li Bai. We ask for them.
求你特别的纪念那些身体有软弱的弟兄姐妹，求你的手，让你医治的手，安抚他们。
And Lord, we pray as we face the coming of this new year,
当我们面对新的一年的时候,
that you would speak to our hearts today. What would you have for us in this coming new year?
愿你对我们心中说话。
May our hearts and our ears be open to you.
让我们的心，我们的眼目都看仰望你。
May your Spirit give us the words you would have for us today. We give you glory and praise.
求你的圣灵高我们的口，让我们能够说出你要我说的话。
We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. You know, as you think about this coming week, Wednesday will be a new year, but also a new decade.
这个新的一年到星期三，我们就迎来新的一年，但是不仅是一个新年。
On Friday night, I asked the young people, what do people often do for New Year's?
我问星期五的时候，我问那些年轻人，一般你们怎么样庆祝新年？
One of the young persons mentioned that a lot of times people make resolutions.
他说，孩子们说，就是在新年的时候，许多人有自己的下决心。
So I asked them, do you know what a resolution is?
问他们什么，你怎么样下一个决心呢？
And so he was saying that these are goals that we would have for the new year.
他就列出在我们会有一些新的目标。
And so as we look forward to the new year today, I want you to consider what are some goals that you would have for this new year.
那我想问的是，你们大家 在新的一年有什么样的目标呢？
Maybe there are some work goals or family goals or church goals or personal goals.
也许你有生活当中有自己的家庭的目标、个人的目标、也有教会的目标。
Now, as we think of 2020, there's some good news and bad news about the year 2020.
你首先想在 2020 你有哪些好消息哪些坏消息?
As we think about the good news and bad news, I look around, several of you are like myself, you're wearing eyeglasses.
我看见我们当中有不少人是戴着眼镜的。
So I want to tell you there's some good news.
我想告诉你们一个戴眼镜的，告诉你们一个好消息。
First, the good news for people that are wearing glasses is next year, you'll finally be able to see 2020.
那你到明年的时候，你的眼睛视力突然变得完美，因为 2020 这个意思就是说一个完美的视力。So
for those of us wearing glasses, we have hope, we have perfect vision.
让我们戴眼镜的弟兄姐妹都能够为此这个好消息高兴。
That reminds me of this eye doctor who asked the patient, can you read the bottom line?
他就像这个漫画当中这个医生眼睛眼科医生对那个病人说你能看见那个最低的那一行字吗?
Now this patient, what we would say, has eagle eyes, very good, perfect eyesight.
那个病人他与他的眼神眼睛视力非常好。
So he started to read the bottom line, EYECHART.COM.
他读的是最下面的那一行小字，实际上就是他说 iChart.com, iChart.com 就并不是上面那些字，你可以读到最下面那一行。
So how sharp are your eyes?
我们的眼神会不会在明年也有像这样的清楚？
But then there may be some bad news for people that vote. Next year is a presidential election year, and that must remind us of imperfect vision.
对我们来说，2020是一个总统选举年，也许这不是一个好的消息。
And so we think of how divided our country is. But as we think about this coming new year, may God give us a perfect vision.
因为我们国家是像非常分裂的国家，大家有不同的观念。
So, what brings us here to our church's 2020 theme?
那我们教会2020年有什么样的主题呢?
Paul's received vision. He said, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
那保罗所说的是,我没有违背从天上来的意象。
Now that word vision in the New Testament occurs a total of 16 times. There's two different words.
在新约中意象一词实际上是两个词，一共出现了16次。
One word for vision is the Greek word horama, from which you get the English word panorama.
所以一个字是希腊文，它叫 horama.
And this occurs 12 times in the New Testament, means to seen or appearance or vision.
它出现了12次,它的意思是看见外观意象。
The other word for vision is optasia, and it occurs 4 times, and it has a special meaning, a remarkable vision. And we're going to take special note of this word.
那另一个词是希腊语叫 optasia, 那这个词呢,它实际上它意思是奇妙的意象。
From that Greek word we get our word optometrist, and that's an eye doctor. And so these words help us understand what vision is.
那个词实际上也是引申到现在那些眼科医生，他是用这个名词。
So what were the visions that Paul received that transformed his life?
那保罗他所接受他改变一生的这个意象是什么呢?
And what can we learn from them that can transform our lives in this year 2020, in this new decade?
那我们从保罗的身上可以学到什么？是我们在从这个2020年，我们新的10年的开始，我们的生命有什么样的改变？
So first of all, we see the vision of Paul's conversion.
我们先看一下保罗他的这个转变他的意向。
And so, he tells of this in Acts chapter 9 and verse 22 and verse 26, and it's alluded to in several other places, but so important, the account of his conversion.
那保罗是他详细的介绍他是自己是怎么样一个有一样有一个生命的改变。
And so, in, this is what we would call a supernatural vision. And this is a vision that we all need to have. This vision of our conversion.
那是一个保罗所经历的是一个超自然的一个现象。
We see, first of all, Paul's old life, his former way of life.
我们先看到保罗他的旧的生命。
He says that the Jewish people all know the way I have lived ever since I was a child. From the beginning of my life in my own country and also in Jerusalem, they have known me for a long time and can testify, if they are willing, that I am conformed to the strictest sect of our religion, living as a Pharisee.
那保罗说我起初在本国的民中并在耶路撒冷自幼为人如何犹太人都知道他们若肯做见证就晓得我从起初是按照我们教中最严格的教门做了法利赛人从前我自己以为各位
So he, first of all Paul lived as a Pharisee very religious
非常严格的法利赛人的教导
And then he goes on and tells us this, I too was convinced that I ought to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And this is just what I did in Jerusalem. On authority of the chief priests, I put many of the Lord's people in prison. And when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. And many a time I went from one synagogue to another to have them punished. And I tried to force them to blaspheme. I was so obsessed.With persecuting them, that I even hunted them down in foreign cities.
保罗说，从前我以为自己应当多方的攻击拿撒勒耶稣的名，我在耶路撒冷也曾是这样行的。竟从祭司长那边得了权柄，我就把许多圣徒囚在监里，他们被杀。我也出名定案，在各会堂中，我们强迫他们说亵渎的话，又分外的恼恨他们，追逼他们，一直到外邦的城邑。
So Paul was not only a Pharisee, very religious, but he was a persecutor. He sought out those who professed to be Christians to put them in prison or even to be killed.
他是一个法利赛人，但他也是迫害基督徒的。
And so we see his old way of life, how he was and what he was.
我们这边看到保罗他旧生命的现象。
Now, I don't know, all of us come from different backgrounds, but we think of our testimony, we think of our story, where we came from, what God, our old life, what God, our old way of living.
我知道我们这边都来自四面八方，我们也有不一样的旧的生命，我们都知道我们自己是怎么样过来的。
Number two, we need to see then, as you share your testimony, you might start with your old life, but you want to...Come to this one, most importantly, is Paul's turning point.
当我们跟别人做见证的时候，你可以分享一点你这旧的生命是怎么样的。就像保罗所分享他旧的生命一样。
So Paul said here, on one of those journeys, I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. About noon, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven.
那保罗在这边讲他领了祭司长的权柄和命令去大马色的路上在路上晌午的时候看见从天发光
Brighter than the sun blazing around me and my companions and we all fell to the ground and I heard a voice saying to me in Arabic Saul, Saul why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads Then I asked Who are you Lord?I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, the Lord replied.
比日头还亮，四面照着我，并同我同行的人，我们都伏倒在地。我就听见那一声用希伯来话语对我说：“扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。”我说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
So once you see this here, two things. Paul saw the light.He had a vision of the light, he had a vision of Christ, and he also heard a voice.
在这边保罗讲到两点。第一，他看到了这个耶稣的印象，异象。
So this is what we would call the special word here that has the idea of a supernatural vision. He saw the Lord. So this word is only used four times in the New Testament. First it's used in speaking of Zacharias. As he went to the temple, God gave him a vision that the son would be born. It's a beginning also of the forerunner to Jesus Christ and his birth.
那这边他这个词所以就是刚刚前面讲的希腊语者optasia这个词是用的非常的比较少的，就像以西结所看见的一样。
Then the second time we see this word is after the resurrection of Jesus. He appeared to two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And so from that we see the vision of his resurrection.
这个词也用在当耶稣受难后复活，他升天了之后，他也对他的门徒显现，他也是用这个词的。The
third time we see this word is right here, a vision of the ascended Lord. I was not disobedient to that heavenly vision, the light from heaven.
这边就是在这边的词上讲到，他说我没有违背神所给我的意象。
You think about this vision he had. He saw the Lord lifted up in heaven, and then his body on this earth, as he was persecuting the body of the Lord spoke to him, I am Jesus who you persecute.
我们所看的这边他所讲的就是神的升天，他的光照着他，像他说，就是我就是你所迫害的耶稣。
So this is important that we see the Lord. We hear His voice. We have this supernatural vision. Who is Jesus?
对我们来说，每个人就像保罗一样，我们要看到这个耶稣向我们显现，对我们说话。And
not only do we see who is Jesus, the supernatural vision, that we understand Jesus was born, He died on the cross for our sins, He arose, He ascended, and then the fourth time we find this word, Paul was appeared in heaven, third heavens, and saw the glory of the Lord.
那保罗还提到第四次的时候讲到这个词的是，他当他从被提到空中的时候，他也讲到这个词。所以他所提到的就是我们要看见这个神是我们的主耶稣是受难升天。So
this is the vision we need to have. This supernatural vision to know the Lord, that He is the one who came to this earth, He died for our sins, He arose, He ascended, and He is in His glory in heaven.
我们都要看见这个意象，这意象就是主降到地上，为我们钉在十字架，受死，然后复活升天。
Have you had this vision? Do you know who Jesus is and what Jesus has done for you?
我们是不是都知道耶稣对我们每个人所做的？
And then the third thing here, we see then Paul's old life, his turning point, and then the third thing here, we see Paul's new life.
当我们看到保罗生命有这个转折点之后，我们可以看到保罗他有一个新的生命。
Said here to him, get up, stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen and will see of me.
你站起来站着，我特意要向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。
I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
我也要救你脱离外邦百姓和外邦人的时候，我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又信我得蒙赎罪。
So then, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven, Paul said.
我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
First to those in Damascus, and then to those in Jerusalem, and all Judea, and then to the Gentiles, I preach that they should repent and turn to God and demonstrate their repentance by their deeds.
先在大马色，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地以及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。
So we see here the change that took place in Paul's life because of the supernatural vision. He saw the light from heaven. He saw the glorified Christ.
我们这边看到保罗，当他看见那个神向他所显现的异象，他生命有一个改变。
So we ask ourselves this question: what is the vision of your conversion?
我们要问这边要问一个问题，就是你转变的意向是什么？
What was your old life before you met Jesus?
在你遇到耶稣以前，你的旧的生命是怎么样？
What was your turning point? How did you meet Jesus?
当你遇见耶稣的时候，你怎么样有一个转折？
And what is your new life after you met Jesus?
在你遇见耶稣以后，你的生命有怎么样一个新的生命？
You know, it's interesting that this is our life story, but it's also the history of this world.
这不仅是我们每个人的故事，也是一个这个历史，世界的历史。
Think about this. History is B.C. before Christ, before He came.
但历史我们可以有一个叫 B.C. 就在耶稣诞生以前的历史。
And the turning point in history is the coming of Jesus Christ, His first coming.His dying on the cross so we might have eternal life.
然后有耶稣诞生，然后他在十字架为我们去死，让我们有一个永生的生命。
And then A.D. after the Lord, after the year that the Lord Jesus Christ arose and resurrected.
然后历史又是按 A.D. 就是按照耶稣诞生以后有耶稣诞生以后的历史。
So think of your life.Have you had a turning point? Have you had a supernatural vision of who the Lord is?
那我们每个人在回顾我们自己的时候，是不是想象我们的生命的转折点？有没有这样遇见耶稣的这个意象？
I want you to think about this. You can't meet Jesus and not change. Now, English is sometimes confusing. Two negatives.But the idea is, if you would meet Jesus, you would change.
就是你不可能遇见耶稣而不改变。
And so, if you haven't changed, if your life is just like it was before, you haven't changed, maybe the question we need to ask is, have you met the real Jesus?
若是你生命没有改变，那也许你要问自己是不是真正遇见了耶稣。
There is some...There has to be some change in your life, that turning point, your heart attitude, the way you look at things, there's a change.
若你真正遇见耶稣基督的话，你生命必有改变，你以前的生活的态度，你的世界观一定会有改变。
So what is the vision of your conversion? As we learn from Paul, we also look at our own lives. What is the vision?That I have, that you have, you have a conversion.
从保罗的身上，我们有没有看见我们遇见耶稣的这个意象？
And then number two, I want you to see the vision of Paul's discipleship.
第二，我们要让学一下，就是保罗他做门徒的意象。
The vision of a discipler, someone who will teach you the things of God.
那这个门徒就是他们是跟随耶稣能够教导别人怎么样跟随主。
So in Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. And the Lord called to him in a vision, Ananias.
当下在大马士一个门徒名叫亚拿尼亚，主在异象中对他说，亚拿尼亚。
Yes, Lord, he answered. And the Lord told him, go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying.
他说主我在这里，主对他说望直接去在犹大的家里访问一个大数人名叫扫罗，他正祷告。
So here's this man Ananias. God gives him a vision that he is to go to Saul and he is to help him.
我们这边看到有一个门徒叫亚拿尼亚，然后主在给他一个意象，叫他去访问扫罗。
And then Ananias said this, Lord, Ananias answered, I've heard many reports about this man, Saul, and all the harm he's done to your holy people in Jerusalem.
亚拿尼亚他回答说，主啊，我听见许多人说这人怎样在耶路撒冷多多的苦害你的圣徒。
And he has come here with the authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name.
并且他有从祭司长得来的权柄来捆绑一切求告你名的人。
So Ananias, first of all, his reaction would have been a normal reaction. Have you not heard about this man, Saul?
亚拿尼亚他的反应是很正常的，因为他说你有没有听说过这个扫罗的这个恶名。
We see the heart of Ananias as a disciple. He says here, But the Lord said to him, he heard the word of the Lord saying to him, Go, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel.
主却对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君皇以及以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
Now, if we were in his shoes, Ananias, we would probably have the same reaction. What? If I go to Saul, he would put me in prison. He would even have me killed. What?
Yeah, 若我们是在亚拿尼亚的同样的处境，我们也会非常的惊奇，因为我们去找扫罗的话，他会迫害我们。
But God gave him a vision. I have chosen Saul to go to the kings and to the Gentiles and to the Jews. You go to him.
但神给了他这样意象，就是说他要用保罗这个器皿到外邦人在以色列人和君王面前宣扬他的名。
So God would have us to be disciples or mentors to others, and we may look at that person's life and we think about that person, well, their life is a mess, but God has called us a vision to help them Go.
神给我们给我们会有这样的意象，让我们到去传福音。也许我们会看到那个被传的对象，他的生活是一团糟。
So we need to be obedient. When he tells us to go, we need to go and be mentors and disciples.
但我们必须顺从神给我们的意象。
Then secondly, we see here under the vision of a disciple.
这边我们也看到那门徒受训练的意象。
While God was given Ananias this vision, God was also given a vision to Paul.
神不仅给亚拿尼亚一个意象，也给保罗一个意象。
So in a vision, Paul has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him. To restore his sight.
神让保罗看见一个人名叫亚拿尼亚进来按手在他的身上叫他能够看见。
And I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. And then Ananias went to the house and he entered and he placed his hands on Saul. And he said,
我也要指示他为我的名必须受许多的苦难。亚拿尼亚就进去了进入他家把手按在扫罗的身上。
Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
他就说，弟兄扫罗，你在你的路上向你显现的主，就是那耶稣打发我来叫你能看见，又被圣灵充满。
Because Ananias had been obedient to that vision, regardless of Saul's past, he called him Brother Saul.
亚拿尼亚虽然他是顺从主给他的意向，所以他就去找扫罗，然后不尽管扫罗以前迫害基督徒，他还是对扫罗说，弟兄扫罗。
That you might see again, he told Saul, and that you would be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, 叫你能看见又被圣灵充满。
And immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and he was baptized.
扫罗的眼睛上好像有鳞片立刻掉下来，他就能看见，于是起来受了洗。
His eyes were open. He saw the truth.He had that supernatural vision, and he was also then baptized to testify before others that he had received Jesus Christ as his Savior.
他的眼睛打开了，神能够让他看到他要在他身上所做的异象。
And then we read this, that Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus.
扫罗和大马色的门徒们同住了一些日子。
You know, a person who turns to Christ is like a newborn baby, the Bible tells us.
那就是刚刚信主的时候，你就像一个婴孩。
There are a lot that we need to learn from God's Word to grow.
那许多东西我们要慢慢的学习，让我们能够生命有成长。
And so Paul had the vision of being a learner, a disciple.He stayed with the other disciples that he might learn more about God's Word.
保罗要做神的门徒，所以他就跟当地的那一些门徒同住了一些日子。
The third thing I want you to see here, what this vision of discipleship is all about.
第三个我们要看一下这个门徒训练的意象。
And when he, Saul, came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him.Not believing that he really was a disciple.
扫罗到了耶路撒冷，想与门徒结交，他们都很怕他，不信他是门徒。
But Barnabas took him, Saul, and he brought him to the apostles, and he told them how Saul on his journey had seen the Lord, and the Lord had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus.
唯有巴拿巴接待他，领他去见使徒，把他在路上怎么样看见主，主怎么样向他说话，他在大马色怎样奉耶稣的名放胆传道，都述说出来。
So here we see as Paul journeyed to Jerusalem, another one came along his side by the name of Barnabas.
我们这边看到保罗在耶路撒冷的行程有一个门徒巴拿巴。
Barnabas means comforter.One who encourages others. And Barnabas came along the side of Paul to encourage him and also to testify that he is a new creation.
Barnabas 安慰他鼓励他 Barnabas 也为他的经历做见证。
So you can see that Ananias and Barnabas were mentors, disciples who helped Paul in his journey.
我们看到在这个保罗的起初的进程当中亚纳尼亚和巴拿巴在他的生命转变中所做的作用。
And later they ministered together, Paul and Barnabas, and along came Silas. And Paul and Silas ministered together as they were encouraging each other to grow and minister together.
后来巴拿巴跟保罗在一起的施工后来有希拉也参与到当中。
And as we read on in the life of Paul, we read then how he in turn made disciples of Timothy and Titus.
我们也看到保罗后来他也是做别人的教导别人门徒像教导提摩太也教导提多。
So we need to have this vision of what discipleship is about. A vision that I am a learner and I need to help others also. I can be a mentor and also be mentored.
所以我们要看见我们每一个基督徒要有一个做门徒也要有培训门徒的这个意向。
So what is the vision of your discipleship? Who is discipling you? Who is your mentor?
那我们做一个门徒，做基督的门徒，我们有什么样的意向？我们是怎么样受其他的门徒的培训？也我们怎么样变成培训其他的门徒？
Maybe someone your age or someone that's older than you that you can encourage you and help you in your growth. That's your mentor. That's your discipler.
也许你的培训你的门徒跟你的年龄相仿，也许他们比较年长，那他们可以用经历来鼓励你培养你。
And then the question here, who are you discipling? Who are you mentoring?
那你受了这样门徒的培训，你自己也要培训别的其他的门徒。
So we see here a very important lesson about the vision of discipleship. Paul had Ananias and Barnabas and Silas who were mentoring him.
我们看到保从保罗的经历看到保罗有亚纳尼亚有希拉有巴拿巴他们一起去培训他。
And the things that he learned from them, he gave to others.That they may go, and he mentored Titus and Timothy and others.
他自己也成为培训别的其他的门徒，他培训提摩太、提多，都是他的经历。
So this is a spiritual vision. We only have a supernatural vision to understand who Jesus is. Very important. But we also need a spiritual vision to understand the ministry that we have, all of us as Christians.To be discipled and to disciple others.
我们不仅要有从主而来的意向，让我们一个生命的大的改变，我们也要有这个做门徒，也培训其他门徒的这样的一个意向。
So we need, first of all, a supernatural vision. Secondly, we need a spiritual vision.
我们不仅要有这个从主而来的这个特别的意向，让我们接受它。我们也要学会怎么样去有一个属灵的成长的成长的意向。
And then number three, I want you to see then the vision of Paul's calling.
那第三，我们就要看到保罗他呼召的意向。
We could call this a special vision.
那也许是一个特别的意向。
It's a calling to people. We're called to reach out to others, to reach out to other people.
这个呼召就是对什么样特别的民众有特别的呼召。
We read this about Paul in Acts 13. Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work that I have called them.
使徒行传十三章他就讲到我要要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工。
The Holy Spirit.Told the church that they were to set apart these two men, that they were called of God to minister to others.
那圣灵呼召他们来做这样的工。
And then Paul and Barnabas answered them boldly, We had to speak the word of God to you first, Jews.
保罗跟巴拿巴放胆说神的道原先先是讲给你们就是指犹太人原是应当的。
So this was their, as Paul and Barnabas went out, they would first go to the synagogues. They would give the gospel to Jews. They were sent first to the Jews.
保罗跟巴拿巴一开始是到会堂里对那些犹太人来传道的。
But then they said here, Paul and Barnabas said, since you reject it, since these Jews had rejected the gospel and do not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles.
他们也讲到因你们就是指那些犹太人弃绝这道断定自己不配得永生我们就转向外邦人去了。
And for this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you a light for the Gentiles that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth.
因为主这样的吩咐我们我已经立你做外邦人的光，叫你施行救恩，直到地极。
We need to have this special vision, this special understanding that God sent us not just to our own people, but God sent us to all people. That God would have us to present the gospel to the ends of the earth.
我们要有这样的一个意向，就是不仅是跟我们同样的在跟我们同样的人当中传道，我们也要跟外邦的人传道，一直传到地极。
And then the second thing about this calling, it's a calling to places.
第二个就是，也有就是在特别的地方的呼召。
We need to give the gospel to people. We need to reach out to people. And God leads us to different places. We see here in the vision to Macedonia.
不仅有对个别的人的呼召，也要对有些特别地方有这样的呼召。这边我们看到的是，保罗对马其顿的呼召。
So during the night, Paul had a vision. Again, this word vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over." To Macedonia and help us.
在夜间有异象显于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你到马其顿来帮助我们。
So after Paul has seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them.
保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要去马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人。
So first of all, it's a vision of people that need to know Jesus, who need the gospel.
这边我们首先看到的是有一群人对有这个神会呼召我们对一些特别的人来去传福音。
And then it's a vision of the place.
那我们这边也看到神也会呼召我们去特别的地方去传福音。
You know,Think about this. Young people, that school that you're at, that's the place that God has put you. If you're a Christian, that's your Macedonia. You need to have a vision for your classmates. You need to have a vision for your friends in that school.
比方年轻人现在在学校里上学，在学校里上学的时候，神也是，这对他们来说，学校就是他们的马其顿，因为他们要，神要呼召他们给周遭的人传福音。
Have you ever looked at your classmates? Maybe there are things going on in their lives. You look in their eyes and you can almost see them say, "Come over and help me. Come and help me."
不知道你们有没有这样的经历，就像马其顿人对保罗所说的那样，你的同学有没有这样用他的眼神向你呼召来帮助我。
And the rest of you, your job,The place where God has placed you, that is your Macedonia. You need to look around you and look around the people that are around you and see that place. Look into their eyes and see them. Come and help me.
其他的人，你已经在工作或者你工作的场所就是你的马其顿。那你周遭的同事你有没有看到他们的眼神，就像马其顿人来呼召一样，说来帮助我。
So God calls us to people. God calls us to a place. Paul sometimes was a tent maker. He made tents, but sometimes the churches would support him in his labors. Both were done. Whatever God has called you, you are placed there.For a reason, for a purpose that God wants you to be there.
神呼召我们在对特别的人在特别的地方传福音。保罗被神呼召，他走的时候，他甚至自己做支搭帐篷来支持自己的生活。他为神所呼召去各处传福音。
And then I want you to see, thirdly, that this is a calling to perseverance. There's another vision we need to see here.
那还有一个。意象就是要坚持不懈。
One night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. Here again the word vision.
还有夜间主在意象中对保罗说
Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent. For I am with you. And no one is going to attack and harm you. Because I have many people in this city.
不要害怕，只管讲，不要闭口。有我与你同在，必没有人下手害你，因为在城里我有许多的百姓。
So Paul stayed in Corinth for a year and a half, teaching them the word of God.
保罗在哥林多住了一年零六个月，将神的道教训他们。
So Paul was, maybe at night he was getting ready to go to sleep, and he was troubled by the things that were going on in Corinth, and he was maybe discouraged, and he thought, I don't know if I can go on, I don't know if I can continue, I don't know what God wants here.
保罗在哥林多，他的传道受到了阻挡，他也许会情绪比较低落。
And so in this vision, the Lord appeared to him and, do not be afraid. Keep on keeping on. Keep on speaking. And do not be silent, for I am with you.
主在异象中对保罗说，不要害怕，只管讲，不要闭口，有我与你同在。
I don't know where you're at school or at work or wherever God has put you in that place, those people you're trying to reach. But you may be discouraged sometimes. And you may feel like giving up. And we need to see this vision. The Lord appeared to him and said to him, don't be afraid. Keep on keeping on. I have a job for you here.
我不知道你处在什么样的光景中，在学校或在工作的地方，你传讲福音会受到各种各样的阻碍，就像保罗一样，你要看到神会对我们的这个意向，让我们坚持不懈，不要害怕，不要闭口，继续的传讲。
So we need this type of vision to persevere. God assured Paul that he was with him and he was to continue his ministry.
神对保罗说，我与你同在。
He told him, you have another year and a half. And then God led him somewhere else. But God says to you, keep on keeping on. No matter how discouraged you may be, no matter how difficult it may be, keep on keeping on.
保罗在那边受神的鼓励，住了一年零六个月，然后又被神带到其他的地方。那不管我们遇到什么样光景，从中要学到学习保罗，就是这个神从神来的意象，让我们坚持，不要闭口，只管讲，神必与我们同在。
So what is the vision of God's calling for you? If you're a Christian, God has a purpose for your life.
那神给我们的呼召是什么呢？
What people has God called you to minister to? And what place has God put you in?
那神把我们放在什么地方？神让我们呼召去给什么样的人传福音呢？
And how has God promised to help you persevere?
神是怎么样应许我们，让我们继续的坚持呢？
So, we have a vision. And in this vision, first of all, a supernatural vision. Who is Jesus? And then we have a spiritual vision, understanding what our growth and discipleship, being mentored and mentoring others. And then we have a vision of His calling. We have a special vision. Supernatural, spiritual, and special vision.
我们首先这边看到一个神向我们显现的超自然的现象。我们看到这个为救我们的耶稣基督，然后我们有生命的改变，然后我们有要属灵里面有一个成长的意向，也有然后我们也要看到神对我们的呼召。
So I want you today consider Paul's received vision that can transform your life and my life.
愿你们从保罗的身上学到我们他的生命是怎么样的改变，然后应用到我们身上，我们也做生命的改变。
The vision of your conversion and of your discipleship and of your calling.
你的改变，你生命的转折点。你怎么样去做门徒，培训别的门徒？你怎么样的坚持不懈的施工
？Now in 2020, we want to look closer at Paul's gospel ministry, that which is written about Paul, the book of Acts and his 13 epistles, right in the middle of those epistles.
2020年，我们要花一点时间来学习保罗的书信。
And so the middle is Romans and Ephesians. Those two were written back to back.
我们要学习罗马书、以弗所书。
Romans is a gospel ministry. Ephesians is a church ministry.
那我们看到罗马书是福音的施工，我们也看到以弗所书当中我们怎么样的教会的施工。
And so we want to look this year at Paul's life and his ministry and his writings.
我们要从保罗的身上看到他的一些所著的书信。
And so I would like for you to look with me and consider, here are some goals for you to consider with me for this year, this coming year, 2020.
让我们一起看一下有没有这个2020年我们能够立下这些目标。
First of all, in this vision, we want this year to read through the life and the writings of Paul.
我们先要看一下我们能不能学习保罗的生平和著作。
Last year, many of you read through the whole Bible. We took that on as a goal to read through the whole Bible last year. And next week, the first week of January, testimony time. I'd like for some of you to share how that went for you, to share how reading through the Bible, how that helped you.
去年我知道有这边有弟兄姐妹设立的目标，就是把整本圣经读完。 愿意有时间下一次跟求一些弟兄姐妹能够分享他们的经历。
Now that was a big step. Maybe that was the first time you read all the way through the Bible. That was a big step. So this year, we're going to take a little smaller step. Is that in 6 months' time, we're going to read through Paul's life in the book of Acts and all the writings, all the epistles, all the letters he wrote.
那读整本圣经，也许有些弟兄姐妹是第一次，那是一个一大步。那今年我们的目标是让我们集中学习保罗的一些生平跟著作。So
I'm going to put this on the back table, and welcome you to take one of these, and you can begin this week or the beginning of the new year, and cross off each day. There's about a 6 months worth of readings, and then. After 6 months, you can repeat it, start over again, and you'll find out how much more you learned the second time through.
那保罗的书信及他的著作，这个我有一个计划放在后面。这个半年的时间，你可以读一遍，然后下半年你可以再重复一遍。Now,
if you want to continue reading through the whole Bible, that's fine. Maybe you want to do this as a family, that's fine. Read through the Bible in 1 year, you have to read 3 to 4 chapters a day. Here you read maybe 5 to 20 verses a day.
那你假如是要读整本圣经的话，每天你大概要读4个章节。那你这边，大概是 how many verses?
Probably 5 to 20.
大概5到20个verses. Yeah, 5到20个verses. 你可以这样的话，这个比较能够实现这个目标。
So encourage us to do that together. And as a family or as an individual.
你们可以按自己或者是一个家庭为单位这样一起来学习。
And then the second goal I want you to consider is this. In 2020, I will pray for my witnessing circles.
那第二个我们要设立一个目标，就是我要为我周遭的人祷告。
We all have those circles around us. We start often with our family, our relatives. And I want you to think about at least 3 relatives or family members who are not Christians. And starting this next year, I want you to pray for those 3 members of the family, immediate family or extended family.
愿意寻找这个周围的亲人，3个人，也许是直接的亲人，也许是远一点的亲人。 愿意为他们，为这个3个人祷告。So
you draw a circle and you write down the names of those 3 people. And then you think also of your neighbors and write down 3 neighbors.
你也可以想象你的邻居，也可以把他们名字写在里面。
We had the opportunity, our neighbor across the street, Wayne, we've had the opportunity to talk to him. And this Christmas, we were able to give him a book by Billy Graham called A Hope for Each Day. And we're praying for him. He's very friendly, but we're praying for his salvation.
我的邻居有对面叫Wayne，我就在这个圣诞节的时候，我们就跟他有交通，给了他Billy Graham的一本书，然后我们愿意为他们祷告。
And even if you don't know their name, the person across the street, write that down, the person across the street, you don't know Wayne's name, just pray for them. And the other neighbor, as Jesus said in the parable of the Samaritan, anyone you might meet, even in a grocery store, could be your neighbor.
好，这个邻居，即便你不知道他的名字，你可以把这个写下来。甚至你在去买食品的时候，你碰见的人，这也是你的邻居。
All right, maybe at school or the department where you would or work, three other names and places you often go to, three names, and so each day you can be praying for these different circles, at least three people a day.
也许是你的学校，也许是你的周遭的人，工作的地方，你就写这个三个人的名字，你愿意为他们祷告。
This is where we begin with prayer. We pray for these in our circles.
这是我们祷告的开始，我们愿意为这些周遭的人祷告。
And then number three, we then pray that we might share our conversion story.And the gospel with as many as God opens the door for us.
那若有机会的话，你要把你生命的见证分享给他们。
You know, you have not because you ask not. If we don't pray for these people, we won't see the doors open. We pray for them, and then God opens the doors.
若是你为他们祷告，神也许会打开这个门，让你有机会跟他们分享你的福音。
Number four.In 2020, I will be involved in being mentored and in mentoring others.
那第四个目标就是我要被培养，我也要培养别人。
So you find someone who can be your mentor to encourage you. Maybe you pray with that person once a week or whatever. And then you find someone that you can encourage who is mentoring you and you can mentor.
你愿意做其他的弟兄姐妹的门徒，你也愿意去培养其他的弟兄姐妹。
And number five, in 2020, I will pursue God's calling for my life.
第五个就是我们要愿意要倾听神的呼召。
And God's calling in your life, wherever you are, whatever job, position, school, or whatever, that's a holy calling.
不管神呼召我们到什么地方去。在什么地方?
So you pray for that. And then number six, in 2020, I want to be faithfully involved in worship, in Sunday school, and small group meetings.
我们也愿意有这样，都有这样的呼召，也愿意在主日学，在敬拜，或者是在小的团契的当中，我们能够起自己的作用。
So,We're told in Hebrews chapter 10 not to forsake the assembling together, that we encourage one another, and we do that in our worship together, in our Sunday school classes, and in our small groups.
愿我们就像希伯来书讲，我们要在一起一起的侍奉不管是在主日学还是在那个团契的当中。
Now, next year we have a very, very small change that's taken place. It's easy to remember.All Sunday schools will meet at 9:30, and all worship services will meet at 10:40.
那明年我们的计划也非常简单，就是九点半开始有主日学，十点半开始有敬拜。
So 9:30, there will be the Chinese Sunday school classes and the English Sunday school classes, all meeting at the same time, and we need to come and learn together.
那九点半开始就是主日学的时间，不管是中文的、英文，我们都有主日学。
And then at 10:40, we worship together. On the first Sunday of the month, we have the Lord's Supper together. And on the third Sunday, we have a combined worship together.
十点半开始我们有敬拜，十点四十分开始我们有敬拜。那第一个星期我们是分享见证，第三个星期我们有合在一起的敬拜。
And then the second and the fourth Sunday, we will have simultaneous Chinese worship service.An English worship service.
第二、第四个星期我们就有英文的敬拜跟中文的敬拜。
Now we want to encourage our young people to be involved in that English worship service.
我们要特别鼓励年轻的人在英文的敬拜当中能够做他们一份的事工。
Because We don't want to see the young people when they go off to college not to come back to church.
我们不愿意看到那些年轻人，他们当他们离开我们去大学了之后，就开始不再进不再跟神亲近。
And so as we think about these goals for the new year, you might add some of the goals that you have personally.
那你也可以在这个目标上加添你自己的目标，自己个人的目标。
We pray that God would give us this coming new year a 2020 vision.
愿神在这个新的一年里面给我们一个完全清晰的意象。
That every one of us might have a supernatural vision of a conversion, a spiritual vision of what discipleship is, and also that we might have a specific vision, knowing what God's calling is on each of our lives.
让我们不仅经历神对我们生命的改变，有这样的意象，也给我们属灵的这个意象，也让我们每一个人能够清楚地看到神对我们个人的呼召。
Let's close in prayer together.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Oh Lord, we pray that you would help us, each of us, this coming new year of 2020.
主感谢你让我们在新的一年2020年。
You would help us to read our Bibles daily, to we might grow in your word.
让我们每天都能够学习圣经，让我们在你的话语上有成长。
We pray that we might consider and pray for our witnessing circle, those neighbors and family and people we go to school and work with, that we would pray for them, that we had that circle, we would pray, remember them in prayer.
愿我们在我们周遭的人当中在学校在工作我们周遭的人当中我们能够拣选一些让我们能够为他们祷告
And as we pray for them, Lord, we pray that you'd open doors for us to share our conversion story and to share the gospel with them.
愿你听我们的祷告打开这个门让我们有机会把我们的生命的见证分享给他们
Lord, help us to be involved inMentoring others, but also being mentored.
让我们每一个人都能够在培训门徒，也被做门徒，被受培训的当中，这个施工当中有进步。
May we be willing to ask others to help us along the way, and be willing to help others along the way.
愿意你我们能够接受别人的帮助，也能够帮助别人。
Help us to pursue God's calling in each of our lives.
愿意我们也倾听你的呼召来给别人的其他的生命做见证。
And help us to be faithfully involved in worship, Sunday school, and a small group in this church or wherever we might be, Father, that we would be found faithful.
让我们在敬拜的施工上有份，在主日学上有份，也在各样的团契当中有份。
We pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。阿门。